Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right. Welcome to another edition of Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and we have an amazing show planned for you guys today. We're going to get Marty Terrell in here, Giovanna Scroggins, Nick Douglas, the whole crew to talk about the world of sports and what is going on. Obviously, there's been some huge news in the NFL, dropping Kirk Cousins, see you later, to the bench. Michael Penix named the starter. Marty and myself will give our takes on that. And the Kirk Cousins contract situation, I mean, in hindsight, I don't think anybody thought that this was a good contract up front. Now you're looking at it and saying, well, this, where does this rank among the worst of all time? We're going to get into that. Some college football news as well. Michael Vick to Norfolk State. There were some rumors of other colleges being in the mix. Kind of that Deion Sanders model that we're starting to see now. Obviously, Belichick earlier in the week. We know he's going to North Carolina and all the noise that that's brought to the college game. Just the whole college football situation as a whole right now between NIL, coaches, the playoff situation. There's just so much to dive into, and obviously there's a lot of changes that need to be made. Speaking of changes that need to be made, the NBA, man, the NBA club, has there ever been less buzz about anything? Because I don't think so. I mean, I certainly didn't watch it. I don't think anybody cares about it. They're popping champagne in the locker room. I mean, what is going on here? You know, we see this overseas in soccer with, you know, particularly the Premier League. There's the FA Cup, the, you know, Europa League, Champions League. There's all these different leagues, but it's been that way forever. And they mean something, and it's a trophy. Figure out how to get the ratings back up. And, you know, it's not looking great. And Adam Silver is saying their social media numbers are great, though. Who cares? Does that pay the bills? I don't think so. Football, college football playoff with Nick Douglas. Can't wait for these games this weekend. He's on upset alert. He's got the clearest path to the national championship game and a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. Heard on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. Sponsored by Corona, sponsored by Geico. We're going to dive into everything that I just ran into over the next hour. Don't move. I'm your host, right back.
You shell shot, your body rock, you cold with it. I love the way you swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly. My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, bringing along my man, Marty Terrell. Marty, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing great, Tyler, and a big day in sports, huh? Big day in sports. And, you know, listen, I want to go right at the, you know, the Kirk Cousins contract. Rich McKay, the executive VP in charge of football operations, a high-level executive under Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank can, I mean, the contract, yeah, I mean, they can eat bad money. It doesn't matter. Arthur Blank, of course, is the Home Depot magnate. But here's the thing. Rich McKay, this is the same guy that, you know, didn't even want to entertain seriously, Bill Belichick to the Atlanta Falcons. He's the biggest dope. He sits on more committees. And the guy is just he has never gotten it right in Atlanta, not even in the year they went to the Super Bowl. He can't get it right. Rich McKay cannot get out of his own way. And this whole Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing is a joke. And give Penix the ball. He's the future. And wave bye-bye to Cousins. Simple. It was the dumbest thing they ever did. And what has it done? It's made Atlanta very mediocre. And now Kirk Cousins is going to be a bunch of dead cap money. Bottom line, right? Right or wrong? I mean, that's the way I see it.
I mean, they signed him 4 years up to $180 million. Keep in mind, off of an Achilles injury. Let's not forget that. If they cut him right now, they'd be on the hook for $65 million in dead cap money. And, you know, I was thinking to myself today, and I thought this to myself when they signed him, that's a lot of money for Kirk Cousins. And, you know, now we're, 13 weeks into the season, I think, maybe give or take a week. He has 18 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, and a 52.7 QBR. And, you know, we thought to ourselves on draft night, well, if you're going to draft a quarterback with the eighth pick or the sixth pick, why did you pay Kirk Cousins? And if you planned on just throwing him to the side this early into the season, if he wasn't playing well, coming off of an Achilles injury, you know, what was the point of all of this? And that's kind of where I want to go. I mean, if you look back at who the Falcons have passed up on in the draft, most notably, you know, they could have had Jamar Chase and then with Kyle Pitts instead. So, you know, the whole franchise is in disarray. And I guess, you know, where do they go from here? What do you think, Mike?
It's very fair. The Robinson kid, the running back, I like a lot. So, I mean, they got a player there. But as far as Cousins, did I see a stat? Did I see like 10 picks and one touchdown? He's like his last whatever 11 caught balls. 10 of them have been picks. One of them was a touchdown, not caught balls, but, you know, the 10 picks to the one TD. I mean, this is a disgrace. It is. We can kill a lot of airtime on the Falcons. They're inept. That franchise, I mean, Arthur Blank has just got to get it right. First of all, it should start with McKay. Get him the hell out of there. He does not know what he's doing. He's great. He on competition committee, on procedural stuff within the confines and the structure of the National Football League, he'd be a great assistant to Roger Goodell. Because maybe he can go get him a Starbucks in the morning and not screw that up. But I'm telling you right now, Rich McKay's the problem with the Atlanta Falcons.
Let's switch over to college football. And we're going to talk the college football playoff with Nick Douglas at 40 past the hour. But obviously some breaking news that just can't be ignored. Mike Vick to Norfolk State. He was rumored to go to, I think it was Sacramento State, but he ends up going with Norfolk State. I mean, it's just the Deion Sanders model, Marty. You know, we're seeing it all over now. Belichick's coaching at UNC. We got Deion in Colorado, Michael Vick at Norfolk State. I'm absolutely certain that they're going to back him with a boatload of money for NIL to just immediately improve that roster. What do you think of this move in terms of just the general landscape of college football and, you know, for Norfolk State in general?
I like it. I mean, I believe Norfolk State, along with Winston-Salem and the others, Grambling, you know, historic black college. I like it. I do. You know, he's from Hampton Roads, Tidewater, Virginia area. Allen Iverson's from that area. Look, Michael Vick has redeemed himself. I mean, he really has. I mean, after his prison stint, he got back to the NFL. I liked him as a commentator. It's funny. We last saw him. I did. We were in a hotel bar watching, you know, night before the Super Bowl or the Friday night before Super Bowl Sunday when the Falcons and Patriots played in Houston. And there was Michael and Marcus Vick, and they had this V7 apparel they were peddling. But we sat and chatted with him, and you would have figured, you know, we'd known the guy. He was great. He is just a very effervescent, very, very smooth guy. I'm so happy for him. And I'm telling you, he may parlay Norfolk State. Seriously, now hear me. He may get a major coaching job. I'm serious. The guy has got a personality, and you know, Tyler, this is he's going to get name images like this money.
And he knows ball. I mean, he's one of the, you know, when you think about most entertaining players of a generation, you know,
I agree.
He's there. And I mean, look at Deion didn't start at Colorado. He went to Jackson State and then, you know, ultimately got the job because of the job that he did there. And I expect Vic to succeed. I expect him to bring in a strong roster, and I expect him in, I would even say upward, you know, as soon as a year, 2 years, maybe max, he's going to be at a huge school as a coach. And I'm excited for him. I think obviously he has his past, but like, let's put that in the past.
Yep.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's really turned his image around, and I'm a huge fan still to this day. And I'm very excited for Norfolk State.
I am too. And I think it's really going to be interesting to see how they ultimately do this. The problem with these jobs, these lower level jobs, he's going to bring in good kids. He's going to—I guarantee—and he's going to take a flyer on a few, you know, kids that may be a little bit on the bubble. But here's what I want to say: when he strikes gold, he's going to lose them to a bigger school. UVA is going to be watching. North Carolina and Belichick are going to be watching. Everybody's going to be watching him. So when you get a diamond in the rough at a Norfolk State and the kid achieves, guess what? You're not going to hang on to him because he's going to opt out and go to the portal. And I know we'll talk about this later, but this December open portal thing just drives me crazy.
I wanted to jump into it right now.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, because we're going to spend time on the college football playoff 40 past the hour. But just like for right now, I mean, something has to change. I saw a great take online today that college football needs a commissioner, and they need it now. And they need to set some sort of guidelines around this NIL situation with the transfer portal, because you can't have guys declaring that they're leaving 2 weeks before a bowl game. Or multiple guys. And to be honest, you know, yesterday I was speaking about this with the Penn State quarterback, and I thought that it was kind of, you know, having no situational awareness to declaring early. And then I was thinking about it. He has to do that because those jobs are getting filled by other people. And if he wants to land somewhere where he's going to have a shot to play, he has to make a move now. It's like, if you lose your job today, are you going to sit around and wait to apply for more? You know, you're going to do it tomorrow because job openings are being taken every single day. So they have to have more policy. And the only way to do that, if college football is going to go in this direction and be a business, they need a commissioner and someone to call the shots and set the ground rules. I mean, because this is unacceptable. Am I wrong?
No, you're 1,000% correct. And answer this question. It took college football for freaking ever, five lifetimes, to come around to getting players compensated. And in a matter of year, we can open up free agency? college football was so slow, so staid. It was like molasses going up a cold hill in January. And now all of a sudden, in a nanosecond, they can flip the light switch and we've got professional free agency. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace, Tyler. It is a disgrace. And I'm telling you right now, you can't fault the Penn State quarterback. And like you said, if the job fair is in December and you say, I'm not going to come to the job fair until January, well, guess what? You're going to be unemployed. You ain't getting a job.
Exactly. Right? And it's not exactly. And I was thinking yesterday, and I'm just going to bite the bullet here that, hey, you know, that quarterback specifically speaking about Penn State, like, what are you doing? How do you not have the awareness? You're in the playoff. But like, I watched this video today and it completely changed my perception. I was like, that's right. Like, what is he supposed to do? Just wait and sit on his hands just because his team is in the playoff? He doesn't go and look out for himself. But it's just, it really is crazy. Marty, one last thing. I need your quick take on this. I was seeing rumors, and obviously nothing is certain, and it's all speculation for right now. But the idea that Quinn Ewers is not a lock to go to the NFL draft, and he still has a year of eligibility, are we going to maybe see him join up with Belichick at North Carolina? Because it's Arch Manning season after this year. That's it, no doubt. He's not staying in Texas for another year.
No.
You think he's going to the NFL draft, or do you think it would be advantageous for him to go and play a season under Belichick before declaring?
I think he'd be so smart. Don't forget, he's had injuries. He's had all sorts of stuff. He had a split season. Quinn Ewers would be a fool to go to the National Football League right now. If he can go to Chapel Hill and play for Belichick and get that under his resume, because we're going to look for Carolina to do what? Make an immediate burst to 10 wins and get to a major bowl and get into the playoff. Forget the major bowl. Get to the playoff. I have to correct myself. The bowls don't matter anymore, only if they're part of the playoff. Ewers would be a fool to go to the NFL. Take the year with Belichick.
And the money.
100%.
And the money. Let's not forget about that. It's a year with Belichick and the money.
Yep.
I completely agree, Marty. I'm totally on board with that, and I would love to see it to start the Belichick era off with a solid quarterback like yours. All right, stay right where you are. Up next, we're bringing in Giovanna Scroggins, talking some Thursday Night Football, some Micah Parsons, and a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with Marty Terrell. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Mr. Marty Terrell and Ms. Giovanna Scroggins. We're going to dive into a whole lot in this segment. Giovanna, how you doing? Marty, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Tyler. How are you?
Yeah, and Giovanna, Marty, glad to have you on here. And can we start? I think I heard you guys say a little, you know, tease of the NBA right now. Where do we want to go? This NBA Cup was an absolute snooze fest for me, so wake me up when this conversation
is
over.
That's exactly where I wanted to start. You know, obviously the Bucks win the NBA Cup, a whole who cares burger for me, and that's the general consensus. And I wanted to get both of your takes on kind of just the state of the NBA right now, because it's not news to anyone that their ratings have really taken a hit. And you know, they tried to do this whole, oh, this NBA Cup, guys are going to get 500,000 and it's going to be important and it's supposed to help the ratings. Adam Silver's asked about the ratings. He says he knows that they're not doing well, but oh, their social media numbers are better than ever. Giovanna, where are you at with the NBA? You know, is there something that can be done to fix this situation, and what's caused this? And after you, Marty, I need to hear your take on this as well.
Yeah, in terms of the rating situation in the NBA, I don't really think adding this in-season tournament and cup, NBA Cup kind of final going on while the regular season is happening, I don't think that was a good decision in terms of building the ratings for the league. However, me being a huge basketball fan, I do think it's interesting to see, especially when you have teams that like the Cavs, who have the best regular season record right now, but then got knocked out pretty early in the NBA Cup. So it's really interesting to see how teams might shape up. Obviously, the Lakers, after winning their NBA Cup championship last year, they kind of fell off and had a little slump in their season right after they won that final. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Bucks, obviously they won against OKC, if they can continue you know, and build on this momentum.
Marty, what about you? Where do you stand in the NBA right now? What do they got to do to turn this around? Because it almost seems unsustainable.
Here's what I know, or what I think, rather. What I know is that the NBA is getting great numbers. They really are. I mean, so, but there are parts and pockets of the country where the NBA doesn't it really resonate, and Iowa happens to be one of them. I mean, they've got basically a G League team there, and there's certain parts of the upper Midwest. I mean, you got some T-Wolves fans, but just painting with the whole broad stroke, Adam Silver has been a great commissioner. Why he feels compelled to bring this mid-season playoff phony baloney, you know, this synthetic tournament to bring what a lot of people say, well, I only watch the NBA during the playoffs. I only watch the Stanley Cup during the playoffs because the playoffs are exciting. Okay, if you want to buy into that mentality, I'll buy into it a little. But hold the phone. The NBA has gained monumental popularity, and even the NHL and some other professional sports, because of one thing that Adam Silver spearheaded. And it's a very ugly thing to say in a lot of places, including myself. Legalized sports gambling, folks. It's what makes the regular season tick right now. I am telling you, no one wants to give that the credit. And Adam Silver's the one who waltzed legalized sports betting into the NBA. He was the one that really cut the mold, or you know, made the mold. So the fact of the matter is, get out of the way. Just enjoy your success, NBA. You've got us. You've got the people. We're watching. We're paying attention. I love the Cleveland Cavaliers story. I think it's great. I mean, they got a great coach. They got a coach who's been fired elsewhere. Kenny Atkinson, he's doing a great job. The Celtics, I think they're vulnerable. Philadelphia is a train wreck. But here's what I do know. We're all going to carry in May. We're all going to carry, rather, care in May, June, or April, May, and June when the playoffs start. We're going to care even more. But the fact of the matter is, the league is it just needs to stay out of its own way, in my opinion.
I would have to agree with that. And to your point, Marty, especially when the NBA doesn't maybe resonate in these cities, I'm looking at the NBA expansion. Obviously, Las Vegas and Seattle are two cities that are in talks of becoming, you know, two cities that will be part of this NBA franchise expansion. So I'm curious both of your thoughts on what that'll bring and how that'll help the NBA.
I think that that's long overdue. I think it's been 20 years since they expanded. Two teams is what ultimately they're going to do. I don't think they're going to do four. I think 32 teams is more than enough. But the way to fix the NBA is this, and I'm just going to say it right now. Don't start the season until December, and enough of the load management. People will watch when the stars are playing. There's no reason to have 82 games. It's not going to change the revenue at all. Because the amount of extra games that are played, like, sure, it might sell more tickets and everything, but, like, is it helping with the rate? It's why the ratings aren't there. I'm just saying that now. They obviously, the NBA is incredibly popular. People watch it. But it's just, you know, why are the stars not playing? It's because they're, you know, if there's not as many games, are we going to be able to see Embiid play back-to-back? Like, hopefully. But, like, nothing is more frustrating for me than when two teams loaded with stars are supposed to go at it, and half the guys aren't even playing. It's just, I don't understand, you know, why they're doing things the way they are, but that's neither here nor there. I want to shift into a little bit of NFL right now with you guys, and I'm going to focus on your Cowboys, Giovanna. It's been rumored and speculated on what do the Cowboys do with Parsons. They signed Dak and CD to huge contracts after doing absolutely nothing for the entire offseason. They're kind of in rebuild mode, kind of not. And obviously the big question on the table is Micah Parsons in the contract that he's due for. He said that he wants to be a Cowboy for life and will figure out a way to make it happen. For you, is the way that that happens him taking not as much money as he could potentially get elsewhere in order to help the team, or do you fully expect them to pay him every single penny that is due? And ultimately, you know, is that going to hurt their chances of kind of rebuilding this squad in other places?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at this. The first way would be if Micah Parsons stays and he, you know, gets paid the money that he should get paid, especially after seeing how they paid Dak and CD, I do think he is a type of player for this Cowboys team that should get paid that much money that he's, you know, obviously deserves. Is it the right choice for the Cowboys in terms of morale and team success? I think Micah Parsons being there and saying that he's a Cowboys player and continuing to be a Cowboys player is a good thing for the team. Obviously, he's building great relationships with everybody on the team, and we can see how passionate he is about the Cowboys, especially after that Bengals loss 2 weeks ago. So in terms of the morale, I do think it's a good fit. However, if we traded Micah, what could we get? Draft picks, another offensive player, maybe another receiver to help CD. What could we get? Maybe even another quarterback to sit behind Dak when he comes back. So two ends of the spectrum here, but I believe in Micah staying, and I think, and as a result, it's going to help the team.
Marty, what about you? If you're the GM, if you're Jerry Jones, where are you going with this?
Well, I got a question, first of all. Is Jerry Jones ever going to live to see his team become relevant? His beloved Cowboys, are they going to be relevant before he is at some White House in Dallas with 2 to 4 to 7 to 9 calling hours? I mean, the guy's in his 80s. He's not going to live forever. My question is he going to, are they going to be relevant? Again, he can't hire coaches because he's a meddling owner. I mean, Belichick went to North Carolina. The Dallas job should be open. Mike McCarthy is a great guy, but you know what? You cannot coach in those situations. You can't. So, again, we have a situation where an owner is his own worst enemy, and he can't help himself. He writes the checks. He pays very well. They've got a great, great building. I mean, we were there a couple of weeks ago for the Big 12 championship game. It's just crazy. So I'll just say this. The minute you tell me Jerry Jones is going to sit back and become a bean counter and, you know, do his post-game interviews but stay the hell out of football choices, then Dallas is going to be relevant, and they're going to be relevant very, very quickly. A, they got the money, and B, players want to play there.
Mm-hmm.
I could not agree more. All right, let's shift to the Thursday night football game tomorrow. It's, for me, this is a great game, and I don't think anyone would have expected this. Come, you know, week one, if we said on December 19th, the Broncos are going to travel to SoFi Stadium to take on the Chargers, and it's going to be one that we're interested in seeing with a lot of implications. Broncos 9-5, Chargers 8-6. Bo Nix has had a, you know, really turned it around after a rough couple first weeks. The Chargers are a dangerous team with a good defense. Chargers are -3 favorites right now. Total is 41.5. You know, I'm curious. We'll start with you, Marty, because I know you've been huge on these Chargers all season long. You know, you think they got this one in the bag, or can Denver cause them some problems?
No. And you're right. I got to own it. I've been all over the Chargers. I'm wrong. And I like Harbaugh, and they're going to play their last game of the season Week 17 against the Patriots on a Saturday in Foxborough, and who knows, I might even be so desperate to go see the Patriots one more time. You know what? Here's what I think. I think Denver might be one of the best stories this year in the NFL. And Bo Nix, if you can't get behind Bo Nix, and if you can't dig what this cat's doing, I don't know what. Then try to fog up a mirror and see if you can find a pulse, because the kid is playing flat out phenomenal football. I love watching this Denver team. I mean, I'm serious. This team is going to be very, very. They're going to be dangerous. Hey, they had the Chiefs beaten, but for a stupid blocked field goal and a bad snap and a low driving kick. So the fact of the matter is, I think this Bronco team is as live a dog and not even a rightful huge dog going into postseason. Look out. I've got them circled.
I've been saying that for weeks.
You have, and that's why I'm agreeing with you. Yep. I'm owning up to my transgressions. I was wrong about the Chargers.
Giovanna, real quick, where do you go with this game?
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos. Simply, I agree with you, Marty. Bo Nix has been a great rookie quarterback this season. I mean, I have him over on my fantasy team. I actually been starting him over Jaden Daniels in recent weeks. And obviously, you know, you have Cortland Sutton on the Broncos, and then on the other side of the ball, Pat Surtain. I mean, that man's a dog.
I'm riding with the Broncos as well. I can't see the Chargers getting this done. You know, you mentioned the Chiefs, Marty. Before we go to break real quick, the Chiefs are one of four teams in the NFL to not score 30 points this season. The other three, Giants, Raiders, Patriots. I'm worried about them. Giovanna, as always, thank you so much for joining us here, chatting some football, some NBA. We look forward to having you on again. Up next, Nick Douglas here on Sports Overnight America. Don't move. We'll be right back.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Marty Terrell, and someone I'm very excited to get in here. Finally, the college football playoff is here, and we get to talk to Nick Douglas about it. Nick, how are we doing, my friend?
Tyler and Marty, we're doing stellar. We've got some of the most interesting sets of matchups that I don't think anyone predicted all year slated for this weekend. So I know I'm fired up. How are you guys feeling?
Man, I'm doing great. I feel like it's been, you know, a month since we've seen some college football. I know it hasn't been, but you know, it's here finally. We've been talking about it all season long. The March Madness of college football, the 12-team playoff, all the drama about who's going to get in and who isn't is over with. The matchups are set. We got the games coming up this weekend. I mean, where do you want to start? What do you have your eye on in this first round of games?
Well, really, the game I've got my eye on, if we want to start there, is this Tennessee-Ohio State game. So the case for Tennessee, that their path to the playoff has been fascinating. I mean, both of these teams are two strong at-large bids. Ohio State, I mean, Ryan Day's coaching for his job, we know that. A first-round exit spells a red-hot seat that probably bumps Ryan Day out of town. And any Ohio State alum will probably tell you right now, until he makes a deep run, that they're actually in favor of that, which is just wild to me. But Tennessee's path to the playoff has been interesting. I mean, Ole Miss and Alabama both had that spot locked up. They both took back losses to unranked teams in the second to last week. Okay, South Carolina got red hot, even beating Clemson in the final week. But three losses early proved to be too much to overcome. LSU had the spot locked up. They fell off a cliff. And A&M dropped their final two games, one being in four overtimes. So all of a sudden, our at-large 10-win SEC team was Tennessee. And I mean, this is just a wild path for that team. I think they've got promise, sure. They had you got to hope it's a fluke against Arkansas when they lost that one earlier this year on the road. But, I mean, they've looked dominant. They struggled at Georgia. But I'm very intrigued to see how Tennessee and Ohio State goes down. Obviously, the weather is going to play into that one. What matches do you guys have your eyes on?
But before we get into that, I wanted to hear Marty's take on this Tennessee-Ohio State situation. Because right now, Ohio State's a 7.5-point favorite. Are you buying that, Marty? Are they that much better than this Tennessee team?
Yeah, they are. I mean, all things being equal, if Ohio State shows up and plays, and I think they – look, at that Michigan loss is still stuck in their craw. I think if I had to guess, I'm going to guess Ohio State just comes out rip-snorting mad, and if they get an early lead, it could get ugly. I'm taking Ohio State double digits. I've kind of gone both ways. I think Tennessee – I have respect for them. It's an SEC team, and they're extremely well coached. They've got athletes. I'm not telling you anything you guys don't know, but I'm going to tell you that my honest take about this whole thing in the first round is there's a Texas team about to make a run, and it's not the Longhorns. I'm telling you, SMU is going to, if they don't beat Penn State, they're going to scare the bejesus out of them. And we know Franklin in big spots lays colossal eggs. SMU is a absolute, not live underdog, a live outright winner in round one. You wait and see.
I'm loving it, and I want to get to that game next. I got to throw this in here real quick in regards to this Tennessee-Ohio State game. Ohio State's best win came against on the road at Penn State. They won 20-13, and Penn State was within the 10-yard line twice and got no points. outside of that, the best team they beat is Indiana, who we all know, you know, it's we're not really sure. The jury's still out on Indiana and what type of program they have and how good they are. Outside of that, they have beaten absolutely nobody. And obviously, I don't need to get into it. We all know what happened in the Michigan game to close out the season. And when you look at Tennessee and who they play all season long, I mean, they are just playing better football teams. They beat Alabama 24-17. They beat a difficult Kentucky team who obviously isn't ranked, but they have grit. And I believe, you know, did they not play Georgia to one point and upset Ole Miss? And, you know, obviously the Georgia game got away from them, but I'm not saying that this one's going to be a blowout at all. I have absolutely zero faith in Ryan Day at all. I don't think he's a good coach at all. I think if they didn't spend a bajillion dollars assembling this roster, that they would be nothing. And I don't think that he should have a job regardless. And it's crazy that the athletic director is backing him publicly. But enough of that game. Nick, I want to hear your take on this SMU-Penn State game, because I am all over Marty's take here that they are winning this game outright. I don't believe in Penn State at all. I've said it all season long. They're a school that only gets hype because of their name. We've seen them in this position, it feels like, a million times, and they never come through. Do you think that this is the game that changes that, or are we seeing our first Cinderella story of the college football playoff?
Well, look, I mean, assessing Penn State's record and their strength of the schedule all year, I mean, let's be clear, they're lucky this crop of Pac-12 teams that came in that was supposed to spice up the conference a little bit has had a down year outside of Oregon. I mean, they caught UCLA, they caught USC, they caught Washington, all of which were abysmal all season, and they caught Oregon and they struggled 2 weeks ago against Oregon. So I think there is an argument to be made that Penn State is a team that is due for upset. You look at their resume, they are ripe for upset. You know, the weather is going to play a huge factor in that. It will be cold as all get out, high of 29, low of 18 in State College Saturday. Look, if the theme has been anything this year, it's been that no team is unbeatable. And the fact of the matter is those two teams are going to take the field Saturday night, and it's going to come down to who really cares about winning that game more? Which team is more bought in? Which group of guys likes their coaches, will take the critiques and the like? And so I love this as an upset pick. I don't think you can definitively say on any of these matchups that one team will beat the other. But that's what we love about an expanded playoff, is that, you know, your SMUs and your Penn States are going to get their chance to earn their stripes. Whereas Notre Dame, I would argue, has earned their stripes all year. I mean, they beat two undefeated service academies, some of the best teams those programs have fielded in a long time, and they've wiped pretty much everyone on the schedule with a couple exceptions. So, you know, that's what we love to see in the playoffs, and I'm excited to see how this shakes out and who sort of emerges as a Cinderella. But SMU is most definitely a candidate.
Can we talk about this real quick, though? SMU is an 8.5-point underdog. Marty, is that not just insane to you? Does that not seem odd and just like, I mean, how in the world is anyone looking at this thinking that Penn State is going to beat these guys by 9?
I don't see it. I just don't. I mean, and I'll agree with Nick to one point, and that is the weather. And that can be, and listen, that can be one of the best venues in college football. I mean, those Saturday nights, it is. You got to give Penn State credit. But, I mean, I don't see it. SMU's just got too many damn athletes. They just do. And they keep coming at you. I watched their games against, I want to say, Louisville. The Miami game was crazy. And I think Miami might be one of the best teams in the country on the outside looking in. They're athletic and they're just good. Here's what I want to say, though, about Notre Dame. That schedule – And a lot of people want to point to the Northern Illinois loss. Just get over it. It happens, okay? And I'm a Notre Dame fan and an apologist. But I'm not going to apologize for this statement. Notre Dame is as vulnerable as anybody else in this first round. What Indiana team's going to show up? We just don't know. And if the one that we think can show up and we've seen several times this year show up, look out. I mean, I watched them, and Nebraska wasn't very good, but I watched them against Nebraska. I was like, holy smokes. Cignetti is obviously unbelievable job there. But here's what I want to say. Notre Dame, they haven't beaten anybody. They beat Texas A&M to open the season. They then lost to Northern Illinois. Their schedule was a disgrace. It was embarrassing. Louisville, Florida State, they played nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. Their toughest game might have been Southern Cal, last game of the year. I mean, come on. Notre Dame has played nobody. So we shall see. That battle, was it Friday night? Indiana, Notre Dame. Wow. ABC, well, yeah. I'm all on board, baby.
I wanted to go here with this game specifically for what you mentioned. Notre Dame hasn't really played anybody, and they have everything to lose. And although Indiana has not exactly had the strongest schedule either, I mean, they also have played nobody, which seems to be a theme in this playoff outside of a couple teams. It seems like a lot of these teams are in here because they just kind of skated by off of a very easy schedule. But look, I'm just saying it now, and I said this a couple days ago on the show. There's not a single team that I look at here, especially the favorites, that can't be upset in the first round. Like, if you told me that Clemson, Tennessee, SMU, and Indiana all win, I wouldn't say you're insane. And do I think that's ultimately what's going to happen? Of course not. I definitely think that, you know, one or two of these games might go with the chalk. But, like, how can you tell me that an Indiana team with absolutely nothing to lose has had this narrative of, oh, they're not that good, they're just not playing anybody all year, isn't going to go into this game absolutely fired up? And I don't think I'm crazy there. Nick, where I want to go with you next is looking ahead, because there's obviously four teams, Georgia, Boise State, Oregon, and Arizona State, that are on a bye, you know, and they'll play in their respective quote-unquote bowl games, if that's what we're going to call them, in the quarterfinals, just, you know, New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. Who do you think is primed and in the best position to make a run at the whole thing based on where they're seated and stand right now?
Well, I'll go real quick. Well, go ahead. Nick, you go ahead, and then I will. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay. Okay, yeah. What's laughable about just looking at this slate is you've got seeds 1, 2, 9, and 12 as your first-round buys. So, obviously, the structure of the playoff is to put the top four teams in the first round bye, and then you have the other teams play into those spots. But somehow, we've ended up with 1, 2, 9, and 12. So we're all well aware that there's some flaw in the current system. I'm sure it'll get revised when they deliberate on that. But putting that aside, I think the team that's most primed to make the run is Georgia, and here's why. Georgia has proven week in and week out that they can compete. Now, I say compete because no team this year is unbeatable, I don't think. I've watched Oregon all year. They almost slipped up and lost to, I mean, if Wisconsin had a quarterback in that game, they would have driven down the field three times in the last 2 minutes. So Georgia had a rough outing early against Alabama. It was a shootout. They barely lost that. And Ole Miss, that was a tough Ole Miss team that it's unfortunate they're not in the playoffs. I'm a homer. I get it. Marty, it's like you with Notre Dame. I'm going to say it every time. But Georgia has proven the most out of these teams that they are the top team in the country. I think Oregon is ripe for upset. I'm going to go out and say it. They've won every game. It's been nice. It's been great. But much like Penn State, they have benefited from a weak crop of Big Ten teams. And they almost slipped up in Week 12 against Wisconsin. So I don't know who they get slated against, but I would say that Oregon is ripe, especially if it's Ohio State. They're going to be out for revenge. I think Oregon's ripe for upset. I think Georgia's ripe to make a run. What do you think, Marty?
Well, I think Ohio State, because of what happened out in Eugene, okay, they lost that game. Obviously, it was a winnable game, and I think Oregon's the best team in the country, and I agree with you, Georgia is right there. But here's what I want to say. And I want to just backpedal for a moment. Somebody wake me up when Chip Kelly realizes that he left UCLA, a head coaching job in the now Big Ten, the newfangled Big Ten, along with UCLA and, I mean, USC and the other three schools from the Pac-12 that decided to join the Big Ten. So, Chip Kelly, let me get this straight. So, you leave UCLA. Oh, you got out before the posse came and fired you. Now you're at Ohio State and you're offensive coordinator. Has he put on the headset? Has he called a play? They have regressed offensively under Chip Kelly. I mean, what are we talking about here? But that being said, I don't know. All of a sudden, it all comes together, and all you got to do is show up and take them one at a time. It sounds like a cliche. I could see Ohio State winning, knocking off Tennessee, gaining some confidence, and next thing you know, they win another one. Next thing you know, they're playing for national championship. Their pedigree is there. I think Will Howard is the championship caliber quarterback. I can't get my head around the Jekyll and Hyde nature of Ohio State. We have no way of knowing what team's going to show up. We can only go on what we've seen so far with the eye test and the smell test. And right now it smells fishy. But at the same time, I could see Ohio State, but, you know, we talked about a team going on a run. It's the Buckeyes, in my view.
It's just crazy, man. Just to look at this bracket, how it's set up, who's playing who, and you guys are both right. There has not been one team that has established themselves as the lead dog and that looks unbeatable, and it really can go in any direction. Nick Douglas, as always, a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. All right. Up next, the two-minute drill with myself and Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back. Don't move.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, time for the two-minute drill here on Sports Overnight America with your hosts, Tyler Levine and Marty Terrell. Listen, last night, college basketball, everyone had their eyes on Florida, North Carolina. Florida got it done 90-84, but I got to give props to Mr. Marty Terrell here. He said, if you're a basketball fan, the game you should be watching is Drake as they travel to Kansas State and take them on the road. And what a game it was, an overtime thriller. Drake gets it done and moves to 10-0, 73-70. Marty, you're loving this Drake team, huh?
Yeah, I am. They had a six-point lead late in regulation, but actually in overtime, rather. They came back in regulation and then had a six-point lead, 70-64. Kansas State scored six unanswered to force overtime, and the rest is history. And then whatever. They hit Drake hit a three at essentially the buzzer, and it was game, set, match. Great job. 11-0, 10-0. Great job out of the Bulldogs. They got Wisconsin Green Bay this Saturday at the Knapp Center in Des Moines, Iowa. Check it out if you're inclined. I'm going to tell you tonight, though, your Wolverines, Michigan, Oklahoma. I'm telling you right now, that's a good game. SEC, Big Ten, two high-scoring teams, and Oklahoma can play a little defense tonight. So Michigan-Oklahoma gets my attention tonight in college.
Michigan ranked 24, Oklahoma 14. However, Michigan a 3.5-point favorite. I'm riding with Big Blue, Marty. You got my eyes on that game, and I'll definitely
be watching. There you go. And then Thursday night football tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it. Broncos, Chargers, getting good, brother. Getting good.
Yes, sir, it is. And we'll be on tomorrow to talk Thursday night football preview. Thank you guys so much for tuning in here with myself, Tyler Levine, and Marty Terrell on Sports Overnight America. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much.